May, Year of God, 894. 1. HMS Chihiro, 50, Garath Bay, Kingdom of Dolar.
Excuse me, my lord, but I think you'd better see this.
The Earl of Thirsk turned from Chihiro's stern windows and his contemplation of the ships of his slowly growing fleet. The commander, who'd just entered his day cabin, was about 30, with brown eyes, a dark complexion and dark hair, and a particularly luxurious mustache.
"And what, precisely, might this be, Alvin?" Thirsk asked mildly. "Sorry, my lord."
Commander Alvin Kapar smiled wryly. "It's a dispatch from the governor of Quiroz. It was marked urgent, so the semaphore station sent it over immediately instead of waiting for the regular afternoon boat."
"The governor of Quiroz?"
Thirsk frowned. He could think of a handful of reasons the governor of a province of the Harchong Empire might be sending him an urgent dispatch. There was only one that seemed particularly likely, however, and he felt his nerves tightening.
"Very well, Alvin."
The Earl extended his hand, and Kapar handed him the heavy envelope. Then the commander bowed slightly and withdrew from the admiral's cabin. Thirsk watched him go with a smile. One of these days, Alvin Kapar was going to make a very fine galleon captain. At the moment, however, he was busy creating a position which was something entirely new in the Royal Dolaran Navy. Thirsk hadn't yet come up with a term for that something new, but back on a planet called Old Earth, it would have been Chief of Staff. One of the things the Earl had realized was that he needed a group of assistants to help him handle the immense task of rebuilding the Navy, which had been destroyed off Armageddon Reef. Kapar was one of those assistants, and very good he was at his job, too.
Almost as good as he is at inveigling young ladies into spending copious quantities of time in his own charming company.
Thirsk shook his head. That young man is going to go far, assuming he manages to avoid getting himself killed in a duel somewhere. He put that thought aside and opened the envelope. He scanned its contents quickly, and his smile vanished. He refolded the single sheet of paper and turned back to the windows, gazing out across the bay, but his unfocused eyes didn't really see it now. They were looking at mental images of remembered charts while his mind whirred. He stayed that way for several minutes, then gave himself a shake, walked across to the cabin door, and poked his head out.
"My lord?"
The sentry stationed there, he was an army corporal detailed to naval service. Thirsk was still trying to get Thorast to agree to form a dedicated marine corps like the Carizian Marines. Asked, coming to attention quickly.
"Pass the word for Lieutenant Bardilon and Master Vanwick to report to me immediately, please," Thirsk instructed.
"At once, my lord."
Thirsk nodded and turned back into the cabin while he heard the message being passed. He was looking out the stern windows again when Martin Vanwick and Abel Bardilon arrived.
"You sent for us, my lord," the flag lieutenant said. "Indeed I did, Abel."
Thirsk gazed out across the bay for a moment longer, then swung to face them.
"We need to send some messages," he said crisply. "We'll need letters to Duke Fern and Duke Thorast, Martin, with copies to Bishop Stiefen and Admiral Holland for their information."
"At once, my lord."
The secretary crossed to a side table, set up as a writing desk, pulled a sheet of paper towards him, and dipped a pen.
"I'm ready, my lord."
"Good."
Thirsk smiled in approval, then glanced at Bardilon.
"Once we've gotten the letters off, I'll also want you to collect Commander Kapar and the others, and Captain Bycott, for an immediate meeting here, Abel."
The Earl pointed at the carpet under his feet, and the flag lieutenant nodded.
"I'll see to it, my lord."
"Good,"
Thirsk repeated. Then he inhaled deeply, turned back to Vanwick, and began to dictate.
"My knights, put in all the proper salutations, Martin. I have the duty to inform you that I have received a dispatch from the governor of Quiroz informing me that an imperial dispatch boat has sighted Carizian warships and transports
passing through the Straits of Quiraz on a northerly heading. The governor states in his message that he has high confidence in the officer making the report, but that it was impossible for him to obtain a definite count before he was forced to withdraw to evade pursuit by a Carizian schooner. The schooner in question was positively identified as a cruiser of the Imperial Carizian Navy, and not a privateer vessel. Underline both positively and not, Martin.
Of course, my lord.